Mothers, teach us logic. If everyone else jumped off the cliff, would you do it too? Mothers, teach us medicine. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to freeze that way. Mothers, teach us how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up. Mothers, teach genetics. You're just like your father. Mothers, teach wisdom of age. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. Mothers, teach anticipation. Just wait till your father gets home. Mothers, teach justice. One day, you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. Then you'll see what it's like. Mothers, teach religion. You better pray that comes out of the carpet. Mothers, teach contortionism. Will you look at that dirt on the back of your neck? And they teach us reasoning. Because I said so, and that's the only reason you need. Will you pray with me? God, we are grateful for mothers and those who are mothering us even now. Be in our hearts, be in our minds, be in the words of this message that you might bless it and help us to grow from just being here in this space. We pray these things in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Moms have a powerful influence on the lives of their children. The Bible has several stories about women that give us deep insights into what moms are capable and willing to do for their children. For example, Rebecca, the mother of Jacob, manipulated her husband, can you imagine? Manipulated her husband to make sure Jacob received the blessings instead of his brother Esau. Moses' mother, Jochebed, to avoid having him killed by Pharaoh's death squads, hid her baby for as long as she could, and then she placed him in an ark and sent him down the river into the bulrushes where the Pharaoh's daughter bathed. And finally, she arranged to become her son's teacher and guardian, even when he was taken into Pharaoh's court. Then there is the story of two women who argued about the child in front of King Solomon. One mother said the child was hers. The other insisted it was hers. So King Solomon ordered the baby to be cut right in half, and each of the women could have a slice. Now, of course, we know the false mother was delighted. But the real mother was willing to surrender her child rather than having it killed. And then there's the New Testament mother of James and John, who approached Jesus to attempt to influence him to have her two sons occupy the chief seats in the kingdom of God. Again and again, in Scripture, mothers have shown they are driven to protect and to promote their children. These mothers want to have their children do more than just survive. They want their children to succeed. In fact, women have often been the driving force in the lives of their sons and daughters. And I believe it is because God has placed within women the powerful desire to protect and to promote their children, so that they may do well in life. Mothers have sacrificed just about everything to see this happen. School, sports, their own careers. Mothers are often the individuals who mold and shape their children's character and their future. Paul recognized this when he told Timothy that he had been reminded of his sincere faith, which first lived in his grandmother Lois and in his mother Eunice, the scripture that we just heard. In other words, Timothy was the kind of man that he was because of the kind of mother and grandmother that he'd been blessed with. Their faith and love for God shaped Timothy into being a powerful worker for God. How did Lois and Eunice hand over this faith to Timothy? Well, I don't know how they did it, but I know a lady named Mary Jane and one named Jane Carroll, and I know how they did it. My grandmother was an example of a great faith and a belief in Christ that surpassed even the understanding of we as family members. She was one of 13 children born in Tennessee. The family didn't have much in the way of money, but at a very early age, she watched five of her siblings pass away from colitis, which was a result of the measles epidemic. She was right by their sides, caring for them as they suffered. She endured a tumultuous relationship with my alcoholic grandfather, all the while striving to make sure her children were safe and well cared for. She demonstrated a great faith even when she was diagnosed with lymphoma, which ultimately took her life. Her mantras from a very early age that I can remember, and probably one of the first scripture verses that I memorized: they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And another valuable lesson that my grandmother taught me: just say a little prayer. Just say a little prayer. My own mother, well, she had to deal with me. She often said, if you had been the first child, there would not have been any others. Indeed, she's been my encourager, my Barnabas. She taught me what I know about work ethic, about being a loving and nurturing father to my girls. And she has kept me centered as I have walked through the deepest valleys and reached some amazing goals. My mother consistently relies on and reminds me the power of prayer in all things. She prays for me, she prays for my sister, she prays for our families. She prays about our relationships to God. She involved me in ministry from a very early age. Her ministry for God was to be active in her church, on committees, to sing in the choir, and to work in her community. She modeled her faith for me and still does today. I had always known of her faith in Christ. She communicated her faith to me not only in words, but how she dealt with her own deepest valley moments. And for that, I am grateful. Thank you, Mom. There is a story about four preachers discussing the merits of the varied translations of the Bible. One liked the King James Version best because of its simple, beautiful English. Another liked the New American Standard Version best because of its original Hebrew and Greek, how close they were. Still another liked the contemporary version because of its up-to-date vocabulary. The fourth minister was silent for a moment and then said, "You know what? I like my mom's translation best." Surprised, the other three men said, "I didn't know your mom wrote a version of the Bible." "Yes. She translated it into life, and it was the most convincing translation I've ever known." As you reflect on your mother or your mother figure today, may you see them as God sees them, with grace-filled eyes. May you experience God in new ways because of their influence on your life. Amen. Amen.